Hello, Richard.
This is Richard.
Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah?
Hi, sir. This is Sophia. I'm calling you off a recorded line in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. I saw you file the inquiry for more information. Was it yourself that was spraying or a loved one?
Could you say that again?
Yeah, Mr. Bailey, were you spraying Roundup or was it a loved one? The herbicide?
It's me. I got skin cancer, T-cell lymphoma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Mr. Bailey. Okay, let me open up a quick form here to see how we can help you. How's your day going?
Good.
Good, good to hear. Have you been in... looking for help for this lawsuit? Like, have you already had an attorney help you?
Yeah, I talked to one already.
Okay, and have you signed papers with them?
No.
Okay, no worries. Let's see. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me take a look here. You said you were diagnosed with T-cell lymphoma?
Yep.
Okay, let me see. Was there a more specific name to that at all? I do have a few subtypes.
You have a few what?
Subtypes of T-cell lymphoma.
What types do you have?
It's quite a few. I'm not at liberty to just name them off, but if they, that's just what they told you, just T-cell lymphoma, I have one that's like that.
Well, they told me if it stays in my skin, it'll be fine, but if it goes in my blood, it's non-Hodgkin blood disease.
Okay. I see. So I'll put that option. Okay. And I'll also notate what you've told me. Have you had any non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Yeah, I'm seeing the cancer doctor in Minneapolis.
Okay. Did they give you a diagnosis yet or not yet? They're just observing.
They gave me the diagnosis. I had a radiation treatments already.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What's the subtype they gave you?
What's that?
What's the subtype they gave you?
I don't understand.
Like, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
No? Oh, okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself?
Yep.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with your lymphoma?
Oh, I'd say probably a year ago.
Do you remember if you can put a date to it, what I can put?
I can't remember the exact date.
Is it like at the beginning or end of the year?
At the beginning.
Okay, do you remember if it was before, like St. Patrick's Day or after? See, maybe we can remember
before.
Before? Okay, so between January or February?
Yeah.
Okay. Which month would you like to for me to put?
February.
February, okay. February 1st is okay?
Yep.
Of 2024?
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you know anybody else that was affected while you were spraying Roundup?
No, I'm the only person that knows that has it.
Okay, no worries. If you know anyone in the future, you're more than welcome to share our information so we can help them as well, okay? How old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
51. I'm 52 now. I just turned 52 on March 9th.
Oh, happy belated birthday. How was it?
Thank you. It was okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mr. Bailey. And how many years did you spray Roundup over your life? It doesn't matter if they weren't, like, consecutive. Just if you could put a number to it.
I didn't have to say. The only time I really think I've only sprayed Roundup is when I worked on the farm when I was in high school.
Okay. And how long was that for?
Oh, I probably worked on that farm for like 4 or 5 years.
4 to 5 years? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for more than 10 days?
Probably.
Okay. Are we speaking on a landline or a smartphone?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States, Mr. Bailey?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to name off a couple of illnesses. Please let me know if any of the following apply, okay?
Okay.
HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, family history of cancer, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus. Any of those apply?
Will I have?
Yeah, do you have any of those?
Is that non-Hodgkin's one that you said?
Yeah, this one's a cancer requiring chemotherapy other than, you know, the ailment we're covering right now.
I mean, they said if it was, it could get bad enough where I could have chemo, but it's not that bad yet.
Was it like another type of cancer, though?
No.
No? Okay, yeah. This is if you have any other type. How about any of the other illnesses I mentioned? Any of those?
Nope.
Okay, we're good on that end. And I'm going to go ahead and check the spelling of your name. I have Richard spelled traditionally R-I-C-H-I-R-D. Bailey as well, B-A-I-L-E-Y. That's correct?
Can you do the first name again?
Yeah, R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Yeah, you're right.
Awesome. Bailey is B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yep.
Is there a middle name you'd like me to add?
Elmer, E-L-M-E-R.
E-L-A-B-R.
M-E-R, Elmer.
Oh, Elmer.
Yeah.
E-L-M-E-R?
Yep.
Thank you. Do you have a suffix like junior, third?
No.
Okay. For the purpose of the recording, what's your gender?
What do you mean, what's my agenda?
Male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just for the recording, sir. Are you married?
Nope.
Okay. Single, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Appreciate that. What is your social?
484-809668.
Thank you. That was 484-809668.
Yep.
How about your date of birth?
3/9/73.
Thank you. That was March 9th of 73.
Yep.
You mentioned you're 52, correct?
Yep.
Thank you. How did you first learn between your cancer and the connection to Roundup?
Well, I'm from Bemidji, Minnesota, and I've been going to my doctor here for 6 years, and they couldn't tell me what I had, and they finally told me or referred me to Minneapolis, and they told me right away that what I had.
Okay. And how did you find that what you had was connected to Roundup?
As soon as I met my doctor in Minneapolis, that's what they told me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry, I was typing as we spoke. And when did you first become aware of the injuries were related to Roundup? If you can put a date to it.
What do you mean the injuries?
Like your cancer.
When did I start noticing I had it?
When did you become aware that they were related to the product Roundup? If you can put a date to it. This is just to the best of your knowledge.
Well, as soon as I found out from my doctor.
When would that be?
I didn't know anything about it before that.
If we can put a date to that, when would that be?
A year ago, on that February, I said.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
And how much do you weigh?
235.
And what is your primary? Give me 1 second. Oh, yeah. What is your primary email?
Jess, J-E-S-S, Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, at gmail.com.
Thank you. That was J-E-S-S-E-L-L-E-N at gmail.com.
It's there's a 59 after Ellen. Sorry.
59. No worries. Okay. And the primary phone number I have is
718-368-3709.
7309. Oh, sorry. 7309. Yes. Is that a mobile phone number?
Yep.
Awesome, sir. Thank you. How many times a day, I'm sorry, how many times per month or per year were you using Roundup, would you say? If you could put a number to that.
I really couldn't tell you.
Just an estimate, you know, you mentioned you were working there for 5 years. Did you use it every month or maybe only a couple times a year?
Well, just in the summer months, I guess.
The summer months? It's like around, 3 months?
Yeah.
Would you use it every day for those 3 months?
Probably.
Probably? Okay, so like maybe 21 days of the month times... three, let's see. 21 times 3. Look, about 63 times per month. I'm sorry, per year. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah, I didn't find out. This is a long time since I found out what I had.
How old were you when you started working at that farm?
Oh, I'd have to say 17.
17?
Yeah.
You worked there last year
of high school.
You said you worked there for 5 years?
Yeah.
So from what year to what year?
Probably 89 till
94. 89 to 94?
Does that sound right? No.
Yeah. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just making a good guess.
No worries. I know it's to the best of your ability. Let's see. Did you have protective gear while applying Roundup? It's okay, yes or no.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Did you apply it to a big area? Like, can you explain so I can type a description of where you sprayed it?
That was probably 20 acres. Was spraying it on a field.
Okay. Thank you. And what state did you use the product in?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. You said that was a farm, like what did they plant there? Sorry. Was it residential or agricultural, commercial?
Agricultural, plus they had milk cows and
how were you
and everything.
Okay. How were you first exposed to Roundup?
How was I first exposed to it?
Mm-hmm. I know some of these questions are repetitive. Just bear with us. We're almost done.
See, it's kind of hard to remember, but I don't even remember using it.
Okay, sir. Well, in order to file a claim, you have to have at least some recollection of using the product. You know, we've been going over this. Mr. Bailey?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. So I'm trying to get your claim together so I can connect you with the attorneys. But in order to speak with an attorney and actually file a claim, you can't.
I understand.
Retract. So would we be moving forward?
Yeah.
Yeah. How were you first exposed to Roundup?
Just by spraying the crops.
Okay. And I do want you to take it a bit more seriously when I do connect you with the attorneys, because they do go through a lot of cases. They might, move on to the next if that's the occasion. So please try to remember everything correctly or to the best of your knowledge, okay?
Sure.
How were you exposed? Was it direct or indirect contact?
Indirect.
So you weren't spraying it yourself?
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be direct if I was spraying it myself.
Okay. Were you personally spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. How often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time? Or were you watching it?
I was present all the time.
Okay. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
How many what?
Exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
I would say that was the only time I've been around it is on that farm.
If you can put a number to it?
At least 100 times.
Okay. Do you live near a water well?
at that time or now?
Well, it's saying, I guess currently, do you get your water from a water well?
I did at that time, but no, right now I live in the city.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, not that I know of.
Have you been exposed to benzene?
Nope.
Have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
Nope.
What type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or the premix?
Concentrate.
Okay, and where was the Roundup purchased? Do you remember?
Probably at the local feed store in Blackett, Minnesota.
Who purchased it?
The owner of the farm.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have receipts from Roundup purchases? It's fine if yes or no.
No.
Do you have Roundup in your possession?
No.
Are you a smoker?
Yes.
How many years have you smoked?
All my life.
If you could put a number to it?
40 down. How many years I smoked?
Mm-hmm.
40.
Are you employed right now?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a janitor at West Fraser USB plywood plant.
One second. You said West. Sorry, can you repeat the name of the company?
West Fraser.
Have you ever accepted money or gifts for performing your regular duties?
Okay, and then OSB, plywood plant?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In what location are you at?
I live in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Checking. It's the one on Norwood Road. Hello?
Are you talking about where I work?
Yeah.
It's on Northwoods Road, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Have you lost time at work because of your treatment?
No.
Have you been in the military?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Let's see. One second. Just trying to capitalize everything here, make sure it looks nice. Do you happen to have anywhere around you, like, paperwork of your diagnosis?
I don't have it right offhand, but I could probably find it.
Or any emails, anything like that? Medication?
No, the only thing they have me on is this cream that I put on my skin.
Okay. If you can you grab it for me? And we're going to try to do some research to see if it can prove the claims. Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp for this?
No.
Have you ever been bankrupt?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. Ever convicted of a crime? Just traffic violation.
That's okay. And then do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, I'm thinking of her name here real quick.
Yeah.
But this is the cream that I'm using. It's called Bexartine Gel.
How do you spell it?
Bexartine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that one will be fine. And then could you spell your diagnosing doctor's name?
I'm looking for the paperwork on that right now.
Take your time, sir. We're almost wrapping up here. Thank you so much for your patience.